AP News for this Friday, October 23rd. I'm Jackie Quinn. The campaign visits are speeding up and heating up, with just a little more than a week to go before Election Day. President Trump in the Florida Panhandle accusing Joe Biden of flip-flopping on fracking.
He said no fracking, then he said fracking. This is not what we need as a president, and for a lot of other reasons, too. That's like the least of them.
Vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris tried to set it straight.
Let's be really clear about this. Joe Biden is not going to ban fracking. He is going to deal with the oil subsidies.
While Biden in Delaware honed in on the Trump virus response.
We saw the President of the United States lie to the American people and repeatedly lie about the state of this pandemic.
U.S. Postal Service records show delivery delays have persisted across the country as millions of Americans try to vote by mail, our Shelley Adler reports.
Postal records show there continue to be delivery delays as millions of Americans are voting by mail. Postal data through October 9th shows nearly all the agency's delivery regions missing its target of having at least 95% of first-class mail arrive within 5 days. Mail-in ballots arriving past the deadline is a main reason many of them get rejected. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Senate's working over the weekend preparing for a Monday vote on Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. The Navy's reporting two crew members on a training flight that crashed in Alabama have died, a nearby home caught on fire. Police in San Bernardino, California, say that a man with a gun overpowered a policeman outside a convenience store before the suspect was shot and killed. A weapon was found at the scene. A Florida health official near Orlando is asking people to hold off on birthday parties after 15 people contracted COVID-19 from a Sweet 16 event. This is AP News. The NASA mission to collect asteroid samples was so successful, too many space particles were swept up. More from our Jennifer King.
A NASA spacecraft that sucked up rubble from the surface of an asteroid on Tuesday grabbed so much material that the sample container on the end of the robot arm got stuck open, and particles are drifting away in space. OSIRIS-REx is NASA's first asteroid sample return mission. The plan is to bring back carbon-rich material that could help scientists better understand how the planets were formed and how life originated on Earth. The spacecraft's due to leave the vicinity of the asteroid in March and return to Earth in 2023. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump says Sudan will start to normalize its ties with Israel, making it the third Arab state to do so in the run-up to Election Day. This deal comes after the president notified Congress of his intent to remove the North African nation from the list of state sponsors of terrorism. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.